Vayter in Shas Rav Abasa Daf Lamed Aleph, pick it up on the top of the page. Last word on the line. Zok the Gemara. Ze Omer Shela Vosai. Let's say now you have two people are coming against each other. Ze Omer, one says Shela Vosai, says this land belonged to my father. Rashbam says Hoya Karka. It's mine. This is like a story that happens. So one of them goes and says it's for my forefathers. It's for my forefathers. The one who comes in, he comes against, right? So you have the first guy and the second guy. The second guy comes, he brings Edom. They say they really belong to his, for Avosav. But the person who's living there right now, he goes and he brings Edom to say that he was there for 3 years eating. No one ever protested over there, but he actually didn't bring a riot that it belonged to his Avosav. Amar Rabba says, Ma lo l'shaker. Ibai amar le minach zvanta v'achalti ha'shnei chazaka. This is a din of Mali l'shaker. Like, what reasoning would he have to go and lie? If he wanted, what he could have said is, I bought it from you, and then I was there for 3 years, and I had a chazaka. So therefore, we believe him when he says that he got it actually as a Yerusha. Rashbam says, "Amar Rav Malo l'shaker is l'zeh hamachzik b'may detoin shel avosav v'yarshem hem ibay amar v'hilkach b'hay migo mehem ninon le." Right, he could have just pulled the whole shtick over there, but he didn't. Therefore, we're going to believe him. Amar le abaye mali l'shaker makom edim lo minan. We don't say mali l'shaker when you have edos. Right, so you have something coming against it, and there's Edom coming against it, so we wouldn't believe this Mali the Shaker. Hada Armalei, so then the one living there goes and he says, in Davasachi, in Achinami. Really, it did belong to your forefathers, Uzvanta Minayu, and I bought it from them. You know, right, that's what happened. And when I said that it was from my fathers, for forefathers, the Samachli Allah Kidavasi, I felt. It was, I was so mechane, I felt so secure, as if it really belonged to my forefathers. Says Rashbam, he sees so mech. Muftach al kakazu ke'ilu hi shel avasai. Lefisha chazakti ba b'shufei ba'edim b'kenisei ma'basech. Because, you know, I had it for so long and it's got it. I felt so secure in it that's what it was considered like it was like. Okay, says Gemara. To'ein v'chozer v'to'ein. We have over here a flip of a claim over here. This guy goes ahead and he says, yeah, one thing. Goes, oh, yeah, no, really what I meant is the other. So, toin v'chozer v'toin, oh, ain't toin v'chozer v'toin. Can you actually do this or can you not do this? Ula amar, toin v'chozer v'toin, you can do that. You can make a taina, a claim, and then go and say something else. Tadoyami, ain't toin v'chozer v'toin. You can't do such a thing. Modi Ula, Ula's maskim, the one who said toin v'chozer v'toin, he's maskim hechad da amar lei, and a matzah with the guy who's living. It goes and he says to the guy who's challenging him, "Shel avasai velo shel avosecha." That it's my forefathers and not yours. Now that case, once you speak out in such an idea that's mine and not your forefathers, then you can't actually go and back out of it. You can't switch it. Behecha the havakoy beidina velotan. And it was also asking that if the one who's living over there was in Beis Din and he didn't go and say a new claim to explain it, but he left va'asim abray v'tayin, and then he comes back in. And he wants to say a new claim, ain't a chozer v'toin. You can't say a taina, leave the room, then come back and say a new taina. It has to be like, you know, you stayed in there the whole time. My time, why is that? Ta'ante agmere. Because we're going to say that he learned out, he was taught how to go and say a new taina. The rest is ovov v'krovov. His friends, his relatives teach him what to say, and therefore we can't believe it. Umodan ardai, and then ardai's were the opposite of ula. Ula said toin v'chozer v'toin. But he's maskim that certain times you can't do that. And our da'i say, ain't no ton, you can't do that. But they're maskim, hechad armer lei, in the situation where the guy was there, he switched it up and he says, shel avosai, shel kachua mevasecha. It's the stuff, this property was my forefathers who bought it from your forefathers. The chozer v'toin, that he is talking in such a situation, allowed to go and switch up the claim. That is, he started by saying, it's my forefathers, and he said, oh, yes, my forefathers who brought it bought it from your forefathers. That's adding to it, and that he can do. The Hecha de Ishtai Mili Abrai, and there are some maskim that if they're discussing the claims outside of the courtroom, then Velotan, and he doesn't, and the one who's living there didn't say something. V'asal Bidina Vatan, when it comes to basing, he goes and he says that the Chozer V'toin, he's allowed to go ahead and be Chozer V'toin, even if the new claim goes against the claim that he made outside of the courtroom, right? That is before he entered into the courtroom, he said a certain claim. Later, once you had the court started, he brought a new claim. Even if that second one is totally against the first one, we still accept it. My time, why is it? Of an inish de lo megali tanase el lebedina, because it's a normal thing that people won't want to reveal their tainas before they get into the courtroom, so you're not able to counter it in some sticky way. Hashem shalu yilamid mehem mi shekinegdo, that a person who's absent won't learn from it. V'yitin libo mitchila, in places before, and kodem sheavo lebezim la'ashav aleim chen halacha, and you know that we don't want that to be. Amar Amar Ana Nardoyana. He said, I am a Nardoyan, right? When there's a machlokos between Ula and Narda. Again, Toin, Vichoza, Vitoin. What's the din? Can you do that or you can't do that? Ula says, Toin, Vichoza, Vitoin. Nardoy says, Ain't a Toin, Vichoza, Vitoin. So he says, I'm a Nardoy, Usfir Ali, the Toin, Vichoza, Vitoin. I actually agree with Ula that you can, against what we had said before. The Hilchasa, the Halacha is Toin v'chaz v'toin. The Halacha is like him, that you can do such a thing. Zel Mishel Avosai. We have another situation. You have two people that are fighting over a certain property. Zel Mishel Avosai. This one goes, yeah, this is from my forefathers, from my family, my heritage, my lineage, my background. And so as we're going to see, he's saying that it was my forefathers, and I used it for 3 years. And the other one says, it's from my forefathers, and I used it during that time. Rashbam says, you're saying you're there for 3 years eating from the fruits and living in the land. I did that. This one brought Edom to say that the land belonged to his forefathers, and that he was there for 3 years. The other one only brought witnesses that he was there for 3 years, but he wasn't able to go and prove the fact that it was his forefathers. You put achila against achila. And then, what do? You have two things, one against the other in terms of eating, so therefore they get knocked out. Because each one, guy number one is saying, guy number two is saying that, so they're knocking each other out. Then they set up the land in the possession of the one and prove that it actually belonged to his forefathers. What do you mean? This is Edus, which is coming against one another. They're contradicting one another. Really, their entire Edus gets knocked off. If you have a witness, it turns out they're lying, then he's knocked out from ever bringing in, you know, any sort of aids over here. So the situation, you can't figure out which one of them is lying and which is telling the truth, in terms of the aids, because the chazakas come against each other. So since one is for sure no good, Rava says that the entire testimony from either of them gets knocked out, even about the father. So he argues. Amar lei. So Rav Nachman says the taka, we would knock out the two claims and say the claims went against each other, and we keep the guy who said, oh yeah, he proved it from his forefathers. And Rav says, no, nothing doing over here. Amar lei. Right, first was Rav Nachman, second was Rav. So now Rav Nachman saying back, Nehid is kachash bachilasa, even though in the Chinami, they contradicted one another when it came to the idea of eating. Beep, turn the pace. I'm off on base. But was there a contradiction when it came to the idea of the fatherly part, right, of the forefather? Rashi says, Eidu shalavasa kayim, kayimu, v'akol modemo, Rashbam. Keep doing that. Right, this is, it actually should work over there. Okay, let's see. Lema Rav of Nachman. Let's say this machlokes between the two of them is beplukta de Rav Huna v'Rav Chista kamiflagi. Their machlokes is the same machlokes as Rav Huna and Rav Chista. De Itmar, we said, shtei kite edem achisha zuzu. If you have two edem that are going and they're coming against one another, arguing, they're contradicting one another. Am Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, zuba b'fnei asu meida. The one pair of edem could come and testify, and v'zuba b'fnei asu meida. And the other one can come and testify. Says the Rashbam, Zuba b'fnei v'chisha kishar edios shabolam delo nachzikna b'psula misafik. We're not going to pass on them because of suffik. The previous Rashbam goes and spells it out. Be'edus achas, with one type of testimony, kigon. We have a gimel on the scene. We have a gimel. Shehi idu. Kigon shehi idu. Kigon Sheidu Shnayim Omrim, sorry, Sheidu Okay. Shtayim omrim, Poloni love mi Poloni. Well, this guy borrowed from another one. Mane. Shtayim acher mechishon barmu lo love menu klum. Their conscience didn't do anything. Shari ba'osayom shatam omrim shalom menu hoye imanu halove kol osayom. He was with us the entire day. V'lo love mishom adam. Klum didn't do anything. Ba'edus kazeh lo emina Torah. Achronim, Yosef and Rishonim. You don't believe the second one's more than the first ones. Ela be'edus hazama kigon shemidin ala edim atzma mimanu ha'isam akomponi v'lo reisam shalava. Right, this is a Gemara in Makas Daf Beis Daf Hey. Of what's called Edom Zobman. So if I have Edom go and say, two Edom come and say, we saw something on a particular day in a particular place. Two other Edom say, how could you say that? You were with us in another place. That's called Hazama. But over here we're saying two Edom, let's call group number one, say, we saw them lend money. Group number two says, we were with them all day and they didn't lend money. So it's not saying about them, but about the people themselves. So if that ends up happening, Rav Huna says, Zubal, if they ask for Meida, these ones can come and they can do it. Rest is with other Edios. And the non Nichsav, because of a suffix over here, Zubal, if they ask for Meida, the other one can also go and do it as well. Right? But Eida Acher is with another one. Rest is of Al Echad Mikas Zu, Echad Mikas Zu, aim it start from Edios Achas. You can't have one from the first group and one from the second group growing to get, joining together. The Echad Impossible, certainly, Bavade, one of certainly possible. If any kind of lechatzedus, lechatzedus. The time of Huna Mishum da uki gavra chaskei. We hold the person on his chazaka. V'lo tefsalinu misafik when I'm possible because of safik. Rav Chista Amar bahadi saadi shakri lameli. What involvement should I have with these lying witnesses? Either one of them might be lying over here. Therefore, neither of them can go afterwards. Lamer of Nachman and Rav Huna. Let's say the Rav Nachman is working in the world of Rav Huna, of Rav Gav Chista. Beautiful. Everything's so good. We see this machlokas comes up by them as well. Now says the Gemara. Not necessarily. A libidur of Chista kuli amalo pligi. In reference to Rav Chista, no one, even Rav Nachman, is not arguing when we're talking about the case that we just said that we would disqualify the Edom from testifying about the papas, and owning it from the avosai. Ki pligi. So where are they arguing? Rav Nachman. A libidur Rav Huna. Maybe they're arguing in the realm of Rav Huna. Rav Nachman ki Rav Huna. Rav Nachman goes like Rav Huna. And just like Rav Huna allows the Edom to testify about other things, Rav Nachman also allows him to go to testify about Avosav. V'rava adkan lo kamar Rav Huna el Edus Acheres. Rav Huna is saying that you could only accept their Edus when it comes to other things that have nothing to do with the original Machlokas. Avalos Edus within the same Machlokas, the same Edus, lo. You're not able to go in to accept that. Hader. Now, afterwards, after all this happened, in the meantime, what happened was they went according to Rav Nachman said, and they gave the land to the one who brought up the raya that it came from his forefathers, because you knock out one, knocks out one, and then the two still remains, therefore they gave it to him. But then afterwards it came out, Hadar, Aisi Sadi Davosei. The one who lost it then brought witnesses to show that the land belonged to his forefathers, and then now we have one against one and two against two. Like each one had a claim. A claim one and two, and the other one had a claim one and two, and each one's going against. Amar Rav Nachman, ananachtinei. We set up the first guy as being the winner over there, and therefore he goes to live there. Anamaskinele. And now we're going to remove him from the land and give it back to the original situation that we're in. And let's go back to the drawing board. Lizilusa de Bedina Lochashina. Now we're not worried about the fact that it's going to be a Zilzol Bezin, says the Rashbam. Shami Yilaglagu Habrios al Bezin al Shasosim is Dine. Remember, the people are going to laugh at Bezin. You're laughing stock, a mockery. You went one din, you switched to another din. We're not worried. Vidami Lechuka V'i Vitlula. We're not worried about such an idea from happening. In fact, the Gemara, really, we're not worried about such a thing. We're going to Vamos, throwback. Let's say I have two people that come. Two Edom say that the husband died, therefore the wife cannot get remarried to someone else. He went to another land, he didn't come back, and you have two Edom that come up and say that he actually dead, says the Rashbam. And two others come and say he did not die. If you have two Edom come and say the woman got divorced, she can get remarried. She wasn't divorced. This woman is stuck, right? Because we have two Edos, coming against each other. She's kind of stuck. But if she ended up getting married, she didn't ask her shots, whatever it is, she doesn't have to go ahead and leave her new husband. She could stay put. Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yossi, Omer Tetzi. She's got to leave the new husband. Omer Menachem b'Rabbi Yossi, Amosai and the Omer Tetzi. When do I say that she's leaving the new husband? Zman shebo Edom achakach nises. If in the case where Edom came and said that she that she, it's awesome for her to get married. And then she got married afterwards. That's when she married in a state of Suffolk, when the court would have said you can't do it if they would have asked. But if she got married first, after the testimony of the Edom and the witnesses who oppose it, the first time came afterwards, she doesn't go and leave her new husband because she got married after the court allowed her to do it. So we see why is that? To not go ahead and to make a mockery of the Beis Din. So we see over here that this whole idea would be a valid reason not to reverse the ruling against Rav Nachman said. Amalei Rav Nachman said back, Ana savri lemeibad uvda, you know, hashta osvintan at va'osvan Rav Hamnuna b'Syria lovdin b'uvda. You know, I thought I was actually going to reverse it and not be worried about this, you know, this, you know, I'm laughing stock of the court. Says Rashi, de machtinan lei, maskinan lei, v'lo nichus hazazul lebeis. And I was actually going to do that. But now that I see Hashivasani mebraisa, as you brought from this braisa, and from Nuna Rashi, Rishbam says, hey, shivlo, kemo kein me'ah braisa, der menachem b'rabanan, now that I see your brother, what are you doing? I'm not going to go and reverse it. I'm not going to reverse what happened. Nafak avad uvta, Rav Nachman then went, and he did it. He reversed it. What? Rashi says, Rashbam says, Rav Nachman Uda v'lo chashu zizulza. He actually wasn't. He just said, I'm not going to do it. And then he went and he did it. Man de chaza, anyone who saw him do it, savar ta'usa hi b'yadei. They thought that it was a mistake because of what he said earlier, that he's not going to do anything. Rashi shalom niskar me'ach b'raisa de le'el v'o da'amalei, da'amar lov din ba'ovda. I'm not going to do something here. V'loi, but actually wasn't. Dele mishum de talia ba'ashle ravveh. He relied on ashle ravveh, which means strong ropes. Rashbam says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, bring Gamliel, kulu svir lo, savri lehu, de lo cheshin lezilusa, de bedina, de gemefarsh, ba'ashle b'maskana. All of them don't actually worry about that. We're going to see in the maskana. So he actually did go back on it. He wasn't actually worried about it. De'etinan, we learn the Mishnah Niksuv, also read the Omer, ein mailin lekuna al pi'eid echad. We don't bring a person to be a kohen because of one aid. Right, to let him go out and to have truma. Rashbam says that the lahachzik adam b'koin lechol b'truma v'lavod avoda v'lisas kapov al pi eirecha. We don't let him do all these things, you know, and do duchen and all these things. Hameido shehu koin v'gimafarsha b'lazar l'kami v'shmaisen. We're going to see. We're not malakun al pi eirecha. Amar b'lazar b'lazar says, Amasai, when is one aid not believed? V'makam sheish orin. Only if you have people that are coming and challenging the fact of saying that he's actually not a Kohen. Abakam Shainor, and people are not challenging this concept that he's not a Kohen. Nobody's speaking up over here. Rashbam says, Ella Kol Pusel Ba'alma, can him first come in, Mylin Apia Erechad, Shemach is a Kol. Mylin Lakuna Apia Erechad. So Rashbam explains, like we're going to see soon, that if there's some sort of Kol that says no good, then we allow that to work even with one A to make that happen. Rashim Gamliel Omer, he says, Mishim Ben Azgan, Mylin Lakuna Apia. We are Malakula through one aid. Even as one aid. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainer Belazar. Isn't that the same thing? Right? He's not saying that one aid is believed against people coming against him. So Rashbam says, the ha vadai makam sheish orin will love you. If people are coming ma'ar and seeing he's not a coin, lo mishim gamliel de lehavi chad nemen. Is that going to say that one person is going to be believed? V'chiyamim ma'ilin v'makam. When does it say that you're ma'ilin? Makam sheish orin kamer. When there's a place there's no one's going against it. V'chite ma'ar chad ikav menar. If you want to say the difference between them is when you have one ear, one guy's coming against it. Rashbam says, well, hada katani bizman sheish alav orin. Hainu ein echad. Apostle Machis Aid Echad Amachiro. You have one coming against in that direction. Rabbi Elazar Safar Ar-Erchad. Rabbi Elazar says that when you have one, it's going to be good, even if it's only by one aid, right? That the way you say it is that one aid is enough to make a person into coin, even if there's no challenging at all. Even a single challenger, however, is enough to go and to knock it off. Beep, turn the page. On the page, I'm going to offer Mishim Gamliel, suffer Aro Trey. Mishim Gamliel says that, no, you have to have two people in order to go ahead and do such a thing. That can't be. The only time this is going to be error if it's at least two people. It can't have it's less. Says Rashbam, but inan that the Rishon Gemara says error. Shai ben inan avam makam yiru echad haveid echad nemer lachshiro. If I'm Rav Yochanan, lo ispara shai chakai. He doesn't explain where it is. But the point is, everyone agrees that ain ir pachas mishtayim is not going to be error if it's less than two. El ir trei. So rather, let's speak about a case where there are two people coming and challenging. Hachamai skinu. What's the Mishnah talking about? Could go into machzikin and lei ba'avua da'avik da'ikoinu. We're talking about a case where it was already established that this person's father was a Kohen, and therefore the son gets the Kohen shtiklach because he's a Kohen from a Kohen. But then there's a rumor that comes out later about the son. Rashi Rishbam says, Kol ba'alm of Loedis is just a Kol, but not of Edis. The Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu. Now it becomes a Cholol. V'achtinu in the court, they lowered him right from the Kohuna until they actually figure out what's going on over here. Says the Rishbam, what does it mean, V'achtinu? Until we can figure it out. Okay, beautiful response. But the point that we're going to focus on right now is the beginning of that, and that we were to establish him, took him out of court until we can figure out that he actually is a coin. Then one aid came, from the coin, said he's a coin. And then we go and lifted him back up to be a coin because of the fact that we saw there. That's just the makam kol, have eid echad mehem, and in just a rumor, one eid is believed. And then afterwards, two eidim came in, v'ami de ben grusha v'chalutzu, he's ben grusha v'chalutzu, v'achtinu, and then they went and demoted him from that. Then a second time, a single eid came forward. Rashi says, l'besof, v'ami de coin gamahu, v'avalu shnayim machshirim. Right? V'ami de coin, this is two. Now we have two people that are actually being machshir him. And now the Gemara explains that the Kulei Alma Mitzarfinedu, it's everyone's maskim, that generally speaking, we can combine two testimonies of two Edom, even though they're given at separate times. It says Rashbam, Bein Rabbi Elazar, Bein Mitzvah Gamliel, Mitzarfin Edom, Hameidim Zeh, Shalom B'fnei Zeh, B'shar Edios, V'hachanami, V'hachanami, Yesh Lanu, Litzarif, Minadin, Eid Rishon, V'eid Acharon, Hamachshirin, V'nachshirinu, Lazeh im lo mipnei zilusa de beidin the kumafar zosef. Now, for the fact that it would be mezalz lebeisin back in the Gemara, the kulei am mitzarfenedus v'halcha mitzul zilusa de beidin kumafigli. What's the machlokas? Well, now we worried about the disgrace of beisin. If we go and we bring him up again, bring him up, bring him down, bring him up, bring him down. Or lezah savar kevin achdinu lo maskenelu. Lay once we already brought him down, we don't put him back up. Chashil zilusa de beidin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar anon achdinu v'anon maskenelu lezusa de beidin lo chayshinan. Right, and that is why. Now that is where we get this idea, and that's what he's relying on when he saw at the end of the, when we saw in the end of Amud Beis, the previous Amud, that Rav Nachman put him up, he switched it back and forth, and he wasn't worried about the Zilusa Beis, and this is where he gets it from, that there's such an opinion. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continue on with this Beis HaShem tomorrow. Until then, I'm going to show you all a great, great day.